Welcome to Optimal Health Uncovered. We are a group of health and wellness professionals in the New York metropolitan area where our mission is to empower you to live better. From specific injuries to general fitness trends, diets to sleep habits, our group of specialists are dedicated to bringing you the latest evidence-based research on the topics that matter most. Welcome to this session of Optimal Health Uncovered.
Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health Uncovered. I'm Todd.
And I'm Mike.
And today we have a special guest. Eric Fernandez is with us. He is the director of physical therapy and the chiropractic division at HyperICE. Eric drives the development of clinical research supporting the science behind recovery modalities, as well as creating new and innovative ways to utilize these tools to not only improve outcomes in clinics, but to help improve recovery in every person who purchases one of their products. Eric, welcome to the show.
Todd, Mike, really great to be here. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the early morning start as well.
Yeah, this is about the time I roll into the office and Mike is halfway through his workout, so I think he gets up at 4, probably earlier each day. What time do you get up?
4:20 is the time.
You know, I used to get up early. I'm liking this new change to the COVID routine where I get to sleep in a little bit more, so it was an early wake up call at 5 today. So this was.
Love that. Well, you know, I've got a two and a half year old at home, another one on the way. So I think time's a little bit irrelevant at this point. Yeah. It's, get up early, get the workout in, or juggle the kids, or whatever it is. It's just the new reality. But I'll tell you what, I'm not ashamed to say by like 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'm done. Just tapped.
Oh, yeah. I'm in bed early. Got to do it.
Yeah, I'm out by 9 every night as well. Well, thanks for joining us. Where are we catching you from? Where do you live?
Yeah, so I'm in Boston, or just outside of Boston, up here in the Northeast.
Terrific. I feel like I've met you before, as I've seen you on webinars. You did the American Physical Therapy Private Practice Association, correct? Did you do a webinar with that, or a series with that, a recovery series, which was really good with several practitioners from around the country? I've seen your face, so it's almost like we know each other. So thanks for joining us today. I feel like you're in the same room. This virtual world we're in, it's get up and repeat every day. So
yeah, we don't look at the different wall colors or curtains. You know, we're pretty much right side by side. Yeah, I know, it's cool. I appreciate that. I've been lucky to work with some phenomenal educators and leaders across the industry. So as you said, we've done some great you know, panel discussions at APTA, PPS, but as well as with a number of partner organizations, folks like Active Release Techniques, you know, chiropractic organizations and otherwise. So it's really exciting. I feel very lucky to get to know a lot of, you know, phenomenal folks like yourself, and get to learn from you guys, and then get to share that knowledge with others.
As you said, you've created a lot of strategic partnerships with other physical therapy practices and recovery practices. Also noticed, you know, last night watching the football game, and there's HyperICE, great commercial during the NFL game last night. Woke up this morning checking some Facebook, and you're coming across my Facebook feed in a sponsored ad. So you guys are all over the place. Tell us a little bit about HyperICE and a little bit about how you got involved with HyperICE, and that'll get our conversation started.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really cool to see. And like you said, we're trying to be everywhere and show the benefits of our technology and our therapies to everyone. And I think that's really core to who we are as an organization. We're a very mission-driven company. You know, we're about 110 folks based out of two offices, one in Boston and one in Irvine, California. And I think it's a really unique group of folks who are deeply motivated and really passionate about what we do. And you know, we believe we're on a mission to really help everyone on the planet move better and live better because of that. You know, we believe that, you know, quality of life is intimately connected to movement. And I think that really applies to everyone, right? Whether it's your professional athletes, like you mentioned, seeing folks in the NFL perform at their best, or NBA, or wherever else, or whether it's, you know, my 82-year-old grandmother who wants to be able to move around a little bit better, pick up my daughter, you know, everyone in their life has experienced, I think, pain, decreased range of motion, decreased movement, right? Whether due to some sort of acute or chronic injury, whether just due to muscle soreness and stiffness and the body getting older, right? And so at the end of the day, we feel that it's really important to ultimately, I think, bring a lot of what you gentlemen do as physical therapists to the general population and give them tools and technologies, but not just give them technologies, but help them understand how important body maintenance is. And so those technologies we create, whether it's our percussion or vibration or thermal or even the Normatec pneumatic compression line, really all designed to address limitations in soft tissue and help enable movement. So really, really important to us, I think, really core to who we are.
Now, we've had, Hyperice products and then Normatec, and I see you guys acquired Normatec recently. So we've had these products for years in the office. Mike, tell us about the products that we're carrying and we've been using and some of the feedback, and then we'll kind of break into the specific products with Eric a little bit so the listening audience has an idea of exactly what type of products we're talking about and how they can help, as Eric said, the everyday, individual live better or just the high-performing athletes.
Yeah, so we carry most all of your products currently. It started probably 5 years ago, I want to say. We started with the HyperVault with the vibrating foam roller. Like a lot of things that come to our practice, sometimes our patients bring it to our attention first. So I remember a patient bringing it in. It was kind of a novel thing, a vibrating foam roller. She loved it. Looked into, some of the research just behind vibratory pain control and kind of that made sense. Foam rolling obviously made sense for various reasons. So I loved the product. And from there, forget who I think it was Ellen Chapman who I reached out to, and that was, she was based in the West Coast. I don't know that you guys had much East Coast presence quite yet, and we were one of the first places that were carrying a lot of the products, and we weren't like a large retailer at all, but we started to get more exposure to the products. Then we started with the vibrating gun, the HyperVault, I'm sorry, the HyperSphere was, I think, next, so kind of a vibrating trigger point ball, then a HyperSphere Mini. So a lot of the products came, and then Normatec was obviously separate before you guys had acquired it. So we've been had exposure to the products and loved the products for some time. I loved it just as an ancillary to what we do. And obviously we'll have a good conversation, I think, today about how when people haven't been able to come see me because of COVID and we shifted more to telehealth, how you've been, your company has kind of been that manual therapy stimulus that I wasn't able to provide, that our therapists weren't able to provide. And that's been vitally important as well. So love the products. And I think maybe we can kind of go into what each of those products are for the listening audience who may not be familiar. And I'll open that up to you so I don't misspeak on any of the names or the verbiage.
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, I appreciate that. And it's great to see and hear from early adopters like yourself. And got to give a big shout out to Ellen. She's on my team and she is phenomenal. She's helped so many clinics like yours get better exposure, better understanding and greater utilization out of our products. And I think, you bring up an interesting point, which I sort of want to quickly touch on before diving into the products. But, you mentioned what is a very common experience, which is you had a patient who got excited, saw it online or wherever else and brought it in and exposed you as clinicians to this great therapy, and you started evaluating how to use it. And I think that's something that's really important to us, whether it's that direction, a patient bringing it to your attention or vice versa, you guys as clinicians, finding, evaluating, and then, introducing this to your patients. We take all of our partnerships extremely seriously, whether it's an individual private practice clinic, whether it's the large corporate PT groups, whether it's the NFL, NBA, Apple, Nike, all of these folks that we have great relationships with, we see all of them as ultimately, we sort of call them experience driving mechanisms. All of them are ways to show new groups of people, new populations, what our technology is, what it's all about, and get their mind thinking about body maintenance and how they can feel better every day. So I think it's just something that you mentioned that really, for me, sort of sparked that in my mind where it's really important to us. So it's cool to see that actually working in the field, because that's the goal. We want to help everyone on the planet move better and live better. We got to get to everybody and we have to help everybody understand the importance. But specifically going into the products, as you mentioned, we have a pretty diverse line or suite of products and technologies. So the flagship that pretty much everybody sort of knows is the HyperVault percussion massager, the percussion massage gun. A phenomenal product, really can treat the whole body, is going to deliver sort of a percussion massage on demand anywhere you want it. a ton of benefits, and we can dive into those. Maybe I'll give an overview of all the products and we can dive in where you guys would like. Additionally, though, we have the Viper foam roller and several spheres. You know, these are tools which are fairly traditional modalities, right? You know, people are familiar with foam rollers. They're used lacrosse balls or other, you know, massage tools for self-myofascial relief. What we've done is taken traditional tools like rollers and spheres and built thin localized vibration to try to enhance the results and increase the utility to the user. We also have our Venom series, which I'm really excited about. It is a neoprene wrap that applies mild compression to different parts of the body. So your low back, your leg, your shoulders, but specifically is applying variable heat and vibration. So with that variable heat and localized vibration, absolutely phenomenal, loosening up the tissue, relaxing the muscle, and alleviating pain. So really, really, I think, unique and exciting piece of technology. We do have our original line, which is actually what we were founded, hence the name Hyper Ice, which is our ice compression line, which, you know, is just a really refined icing system. So if you do want to apply ice to the body for that analgesic, you know, we do have that. And then the addition of the Normatec compression line, which you guys mentioned. I actually, a little bit, you did ask about me, and I sort of dodged the question earlier. I come from legacy Normatec. So that's where I got started 3 or so years ago on the Normatec side. But it was really exciting to see us join forces with Hyper Ice in March, you know, two sort of leaders of the recovery and wellness space with really synergistic technologies. But I know you guys have done a separate podcast on Normatec, but you know, full extremity pneumatic compression. Everyone knows it's for the boots, right, that LeBron and everybody else uses. But just, you know, phenomenal increase in circulation and addressing acute injuries, brain, you know, range of motion, et cetera. So, again, a really, really robust suite of technologies. And the last thing I'll mention is that we're also moving very much into a connected environment. And so you've seen that with the release of the new Bluetooth enabled Hypervolt. Having that Bluetooth connection to the Hypervolt percussion massage gun allows you to connect to the Hyperice app, which at a very sort of baseline level allows the app to deliver you custom protocols and control the percussion speeds of the device and give you a video tutorial of where to apply that device to what part of the body based on what you're trying to achieve. But it's also the starting point for us to be able to, I think, deliver a higher level of education and better outcomes for our users, regardless of where they are, right? Unfortunately, not everybody has access to great, you know, clinicians like yourselves, to great strength and conditioning coaches, to sort of, you know, you think about all the care that surrounds, you know, professional athletes, right, in the world's best. Not everybody has that available at home. But our goal through the app is to start to be able to bring that to you. So the app gathers information from Apple Health and from Strava and from Garmin and from wearable sensors. It knows what type of activities you like. It is measuring your activity throughout the week. And so it really gets to know you as an individual. And so then can prescribe you customized recovery and wellness protocols based on you and what tools you have, even things like your compliance to previous protocols we've given you. So plenty to unpack there. I'm definitely on a soapbox, so I'll pause there. But a lot of cool stuff.
I think, you know, your mention of just education and education of your audience and those product users, I think is big, and definitely the connected world of everything's connected now. And we saw Apple Fitness come out with a new product line. And like you said, it's connected to Apple Health or other platforms through the watch and Strava, et cetera. So it's nice to see Hyper Ice going in that direction and getting out and really getting out with the education push to this and the connectivity. Let's dig in a little bit more with the education on each of these products. So let's cover the Hypervolt a little and talk about exactly what that device is. I see you guys have a couple different versions of that. You have the regular, the Plus, and then the Hypervolt Go. Can you tell us a little bit about each of those?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, they're all delivering a really high quality and consistent percussion massage. The Hypervolt and the Hypervolt Plus look very similar, similar size body type, pretty similar weight, different color for easy distinction. They deliver each up to 3,200 percussions per minute. So if you think about that, 3,200 percussions or impact to your soft tissue creating tremendous amounts of compression and expansion in that fascia. It'll be phenomenal, really warming up the area, decreasing fluid viscosity, increasing circulation, you know, helping address limitations in the soft tissue. So a lot you can do with it. In terms of the difference between those two units, it really comes down to power. And so the Hypervolt Plus, as it sort of sounds by its name, has 30% more power. So it has a larger motor. And what you really see with that is actually we don't affect a difference in hertz or difference in percussion speed. But what that does give us specifically is the ability to apply greater downward force. So those motors, the motor on the Plus, has a higher stall force. And it also has a slightly longer stroke length. So really going to be the ideal tool of choice for getting deeper into the soft tissue, penetrating into those larger muscle groups. Really anyone who needs the maximum performance out of a device, the Plus is really designed for them. That's what you saw on the sidelines of the NFL and NBA and all these other large organizations that we are the official recovery technology partner of. The Hypervolt Go, which you mentioned, which is our slimmed down percussion massager, super excited. We just launched this product like maybe a month ago. And, this for us is the newest evolution of percussion, really designed to make percussion massage, on-demand percussion massage, accessible to a wide variety and in a wider variety of individuals. So it's by no means designed to replace the Hypervolt, you know, the traditional Hypervolt or Hypervolt Plus. Instead, it's designed to really appeal and be the best tool of choice for folks who maybe previously didn't feel comfortable or didn't feel like using the Hypervolt at home was for them. So, you know, for example, your geriatric population is a group of folks that not all, but, you know, some have certainly said, I could use a device that was lighter in the hands, maybe had a little bit less power. And that's what the Hypervolt Go is, right? It's 30% smaller. It only weighs 1.5 pounds. It's got a simplified one-button design, fewer head attachments. So really designed for people who wanted a little bit less, who needed a lighter weight device. Obviously, people on the go, hence the name, who are constantly on the move. And it also comes down to a slimmed down price point, which we thought was really important, you know, going back to that mission. While you know, a $350 Hypervolt, for example, right, is attainable for a lot of folks. And when you think about, you know, how you can use it every day to feel better over the course of a year, 2, 3, 5 years, that annualized cost is actually very low. But $350 is still a lot of money. And so, you know, bringing the price point down on the Hypervolt Go to $200, we hope opens us up to a whole new group of users. And can just continue to build the Hyperice family.
I'm going to kick it over to Mike. Mike, clinically with the Hypervolt, what are you using the device for, and where do you see the best outcomes with the product?
I definitely use it for trigger point relief. If someone has an active trigger point, a tight band in the muscle, whether it's a referring pain and a true trigger point or just a tender point in the muscle, that's restricting mobility, range of motion, flexibility. That's where I'll use it most. Pain is also another area that I'll use it. Just that whenever I have a product like Hyperice or any product that comes to my attention, it has to kind of pass the science test and then the anecdotal how does it feel test. So I'll try it myself. So first thing when I was exposed just to vibration technology with the Hypervolt, I just felt it. It was percussive, it was vibratory, it made sense. So it felt better after using it. That's step one. Step two is just digging in the research to see whether it was studied or clinically trialed, and if not, does the construct by which it was designed make sense? So for me, percussive and vibratory therapy has been around for years, for ages, and we have sensations, like sensory receptors in our body that respond to that. So if I'm looking at a muscle, for example, and you're doing a light percussive at a specific amplitude, I'm giving some stimulus to that muscle that will help it relax. Specifically, you know, looking at like Golgi tendon organs, small little organs within muscles and muscle fibers and tendons that cause an inhibitory effect or cause that muscle to relax. So that just made sense. I do it with my hands. You do it with your hands. This is now a device that does it for you. So it kind of passed the common sense test and it felt better after using it. So that I think it was just important to touch on just vibratory and percussive therapy in general, whether it be a ball, a gun, you know, a foam roller, it doesn't necessarily matter too much to me. It's just basically the construct by which it was designed makes perfect sense. And there's a lot of data and research for that.
Eric, anything to add there?
Yeah, I think great points. And you know, it's funny, as you guys know, and for our listeners, maybe you should make it very clear, I am not a clinician myself, but I work with folks like yourself every day and try to listen and learn. And every time I get to listen to somebody talk just about how they use the device, it's just really exciting for me and great to hear. And I think, you know, like you bring up a great point, sort of that, how do you build an evidence-based practice, right? For your listeners out there who are clinicians and trying to evaluate technology or, you know, treatment methodologies. I think there's always the, what is the research, right? And can we see some efficacy? Can we follow how to utilize this? Ultimately, as much as we probably like it, there's never going to be a research study outlining and showing the efficacy for every potential pathology or outcome we'd like to see. But is there enough to feel safe and comfortable using it? I think, you know, certainly hyper ice and percussion and vibration, as you said, Mike, checks that box. I think then there's the in-clinic experience, taking some objective measurements and then patient feedback is obviously really, really important. Give you a really informed decision on what products or technologies you bring into your clinic. But yeah, I mean, there's some great research out there, and, you know, not to dive too into the weeds because I feel like that's more you guys and less me, but I just, you know, some high level things I'd love to talk about. I mean, we've seen some really cool stuff, especially with the Viper 2.0, our foam roller, in terms of the efficacy of that compared to a traditional foam roller, right? And so one of the things we've seen is that in a research study that the vibrating foam roller, the Viper, outperformed a traditional and actually had twice the increase to lower extremity range of motion compared to a traditional foam roller. So a traditional achieved about 18% and the Viper achieved about a 40% increase range of motion, lower extremity. So really, really significant. There was also a really cool study done with the European golf tour. I don't know if you guys golfers?
One or two of us are.
Yeah, I'm the worst golfer in the group, but I do hack away.
I could be worse. I'm likely worse than you. So I got a set of clubs. I was a hockey player, so I could swing, but that's about it. And again, really cool study using force plates and all sorts of really great ways to quantify the data. I mean, if you think about a golf swing, right, it takes incredible synergy between a myriad of muscle groups, applying force and balance in a really fluid movement. And it was really cool to see by using the Viper 2.0 in terms of sort of those things you said, Mike, right, loosening up the soft tissue, increasing circulation, decreasing pain, right, getting that sort of neurophysiological effect and sort of enabling that movement. These pro golfers had on average, don't totally quote me here, but I want to say it was about like 4 to 5 yard increase on their drives. And there was a ton of statistical analysis behind why that was happening, but the outcome was pretty impactful on its own. So some really cool stuff there, but certainly, you know, whether it's, you know, seeing decreased, you know, DOM, delayed onset muscle soreness, you know, seeing increased range of motion, decreased pain sensitivity. There's a lot of benefits. And, you know, something that is really cool, I think, with all of our tools, but especially the Hypervolt, which, Mike, you sort of alluded to, but that neurophysiological effect where the tissue becomes desensitized, I think is really interesting and really helpful in a therapeutic environment where often a lot of what you may want to do from a manual standpoint or maybe other instrument-assisted techniques may be limited due to the patient's, you know, heightened pain sensitivity. So being able to get some of those sort of pain relief benefits, even if temporarily, would allow you to work with the patient in a greater fashion is really interesting.
Sure. I also find that increases compliance just on the patient side. So I find that they're more likely to do, you know, vibrating foam rollers versus traditional foam rollers, right? So for your product, for the Hyper Viper, that's where I think I misspoke before. I said the Hypervolt was my first exposure. The Hyper Viper was my first exposure with it, with just vibratory technology in relation to foam rolling. And that's where patients are like, I could actually get on this thing. It's miserable to be just on a traditional foam roller. So if you're getting, whether it be the gait control theory or just different aspects of tricking the brain not to feel that pain, it actually allows a much better analgesic effect, and it also allows for a greater range of motion because of it. So I find compliance is much, much better with your guys' products.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And you know, we've seen that too. And I think that, you know, there's been some studies that have showed the, you know, without getting too deep, you know, the increased range of motion or, you know, in some of them, you know, like preventing or alleviating DOMS as, you know, being comparable to some other interventions that you might do, right? So potentially be comparable to a 30-minute, you know, light exercise bike session, right? Or an appropriate, you know, stretching session, again, depending on the outcome and what we're looking to measure. But then the question is, well, what's access and availability, right? If 5 minutes with a hypervolt can you know, significantly increase range of motion, right? And it's on demand, you can take it anywhere. If it feels good, right? And you want to use it, that compliance, to your point, is really, really important. So it's the portability. I think it's the feel good factor, right? That increases compliance, and all those are really beneficial in terms of patient care, but also just, you know, general at home use.
Now, another product you guys have in the vibration category is the Hypersphere. You know, you talked about the roller. Tell us a little bit more about the Hypersphere and the Hypersphere Mini.
Yeah, two great products, and very similar to the conversation we've been having around the Viper 2.0. You know, these are traditional tools that we built vibration into, and each one has three vibration speeds that you can select. The full size Hypersphere is going to be sort of like a small size medicine ball. So a lot you can do from rolling out different parts of the body, getting in your psoas as well, some of those harder to reach muscles. And the Hypersphere Mini is mini. It's smaller. It's just a little bit larger than a lacrosse ball. So, you know, great as well for rolling out different parts of the body. You know, people with plantar fasciitis, things of that nature, rolling out the feet, phenomenal. It's also something that can be that we find a lot of our clinical partners really find a lot of success applying it to their patients, especially areas where they may not necessarily want to use something like the percussion massager. So, you know, for like your lats and your traps and some areas like that, applying the Hypersphere Mini to get a little bit of that, you know, sort of myofascial or sort of just apply that pressure, but and move the sphere around, but really let that vibration soak into the soft tissue to achieve some really great results. I'll say the Hypersphere Mini is probably, I mean, all our products are super popular, so it's tough to say which is the most, but the Hypersphere Mini is one of our like fastest sort of selling units and just sort of flies off the shelf. And I think it's just the fact that it's so versatile, right? You can, frankly, like I use it driving in my car, right? Up against my back. You can use it in your desk chair if you're working from home. You can roll out different parts of the body. So there's just so much versatility there. It gives you a lot of punch in a very small tool, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it's one of my favorite products. I use it on my right shoulder, kind of a messed up right shoulder in terms of mobility, and it's definitely a game changer. And the lacrosse ball, we are in Fairfield County, Connecticut, and New York, and you know I'm from Long Island, so everyone in the area has a lacrosse ball on them pretty much at all times. Lacrosse is just huge in this area. So lacrosse ball translates really well to patients because most all of them have played lacrosse, have lacrosse, or can go in their neighbor's backyard and just grab a lacrosse ball. So it's the size is perfect, and I think the price is right, so I think it's been probably one of our most effective products here as well.
So some interesting new stuff you guys have here with the thermal product line, with the Venom, newer for you guys. Can you tell us a little bit about that product line? And, you know, I see it's for the back. You got knee component, shoulder component.
Yeah, absolutely. The Venom, it's funny. The Venom is not actually like brand new. I want to say that we released the Venom in about 2016. Again, don't quote me on that. Forgive me. I come from Normatec. I believe that the Venom is our single greatest underutilized piece of technology. And I've been really saying that since I first got exposed to it a couple of years ago. That combination of heat and vibration is just so phenomenal at relaxing the muscle, loosening up the soft tissue, and frankly alleviating pain. And I think what's one of the things that's really special about the Venom series is that it's wearable. It's designed to be wearable. So, you know, whether you're using heat in clinic, right, or whether you're using heat at home, these are things that people are familiar with, just like people are familiar with icing. But heat is generally fairly passive, right? You're laying down, you're sitting down, whatever it is, you're just letting it sort of soak in, which is great. But people need to be able to move, whether, again, that's in clinic to be doing other exercises or mobility work or strengthening, or whether, you know, it's at home, you got to, you know, put dinner on the table for your kids. And so the Venom series is designed to be worn in and moved in. And so that on-demand heat and vibration that you can be running around the house, working in the clinic, is I think, really effective and sort of goes back to the utility and goes back to the idea of making sure that we have products that people, you know, it's not just something people can use, but people want to use and find that they can easily use in their day-to-day life. But, you know, I'll say this. I've had my share of acute low back pain, as does, you know, something like 80% of the U.S. population, right? And if something flares up, the first thing I do, you know, if I'm like trying to pick up big rocks in my backyard or pretend I'm a landscaper, is the Venom Back goes on, and then I call my clinician and I go see my local clinic and get some work done. Again, that's that on demand heat and vibration to control pain, to relax the area. So phenomenal. And, you know, we talk about the back a lot, and we've really seen over the past 3 to 4 months that product has taken off. I think, you know, if you ask us in January, I think we'll actually end up saying the Venom Back was the holiday gift this year from our company's perspective. But the leg attachment, which can treat the knee, but also other areas of the leg. I even actually work with a lot of folks who use it on the upper extremity on your elbow, to the shoulder attachments and the design to treat the right and left shoulder. A lot of great results and utility in those products.
I think, like you said, the first time I saw it, I'm like, this checks so many boxes for individuals as far as the heat component, the vibration component, the ease of use component. You know, to have it at home as a product that your low back gets a little sore or you're achy from lifting, just as you kind of discussed here. Very easy to apply, and, you know, the therapeutic benefit, you know, coming from not only the heat source, but the vibration in the device and helping to relax the muscles that are in spasm or guarding is a home run in my eyes. You know, I see this being used more in physical therapy clinics in the future. I really do. As a adjunct or warm-up, Mike had said earlier, you know, these aren't just recovery devices. It's kind of ancillary to what we do every day. And, you know, it used to be grab a hot pack or a moist heat pack and throw it on to warm the individual up. It could be the individual wearing this or using this prior to their sessions, just like any of the devices we're talking about as far as supplements to what we do in the clinic.
Yeah, I think it's a great supplement. If I could use that 10 minutes of extra time to do some manual therapy or do some corrective exercise, I'd rather do that than having someone just passively sit in heat. So if they're coming into it, wearing it on their drive-in makes life a lot easier. And the Venom shoulder, for my baseball pitchers out there, like anyone who's ever pitched, kind of sat there with a hot pack while in the dugout or in the bullpen getting ready, and then they'll do their warm-ups with bands. So this is something that, you know, pretty much every collegiate team, every pro team, I think, should have in terms of just wearing that up and kind of loosening the arm up beforehand. It's definitely a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you mentioned, you know, use in clinic, and something that we've heard a lot from our clinical partners who are using it therapeutically is that they're using it from a preparatory standpoint, similar to what you said, and just, you know, whether they're making a note on the schedule or talking with the patient care coordinator, whoever's up front. And, you know, when Eric comes in and we know that he's either coming in for, you know, back pain, or just, we know that's an area of weakness or limitation for him, you know, making sure that patient care coordinator knows to, you know, ask them to put the Venom Back on and throw it on medium heat with consistent vibration. And if they get 5 minutes or 10 minutes in the waiting room before they see you and start working with you, that's amazing, you know.
Let's change gears a little bit here. How has COVID changed the Hyperice business? Have you guys seen an increase in your business? Is it something where you've talked to clinicians and they've really adapted to, you know, people being at home more often and needing these devices to supplement when they can't get into the facilities? What have you guys seen?
Yeah, I mean, all of the above. It's like everybody, we've had to be really innovative and adapt. And I think it's been really amazing to see our organization. And, you know, to your point, Todd, we're all over the NFL and NBA and Facebook and LinkedIn and all these other places. And I think it's been, for us, really rewarding to see the impact and the relevance we've been able to maintain when, frankly, many other brands are struggling. Right. And not to say that this year hasn't had its challenges, it absolutely has. But I think we have been lucky to be very well positioned in terms of the ability to use our technology remotely and at home, and in a variety of settings. And then, you know, been lucky to have a team that's frankly just worked their butts off, to sort of quickly adapt. You know, we, from a sales and marketing standpoint, just organization as a whole, we've really always relied on these EDMs, as I mentioned before, experience delivery mechanisms, right? Getting the product in somebody's hands to use, right? And what we've seen with COVID is that those don't really exist, at least not in the traditional setting, right? We're not going to trade shows or conferences. APTA, PPS was remote. CSM will be remote, right? All these things are virtual. You know, marathons and races and these types of events have all been put on hold, and the list goes on, right? Spa and massage and fitness centers and clubs have been shut down and for large periods of time. So we've had to adapt quite a bit. What we found a lot of success in is, you know, going and sticking with that mission of education, right? So we've done a tremendous amount of live events and webinars and seminars and tutorials with, you know, our sort of educators and thought leaders, right? Guys like Kelly Starek to guys like Kevin Wilk to, you know, our professional athletes to strength and conditioning coaches and massage therapists and everywhere in between. To make sure that people had access to the education and could understand how our tools can help impact their physiology. And that's been really successful for us. You know, I think I'd be amiss if I didn't call out the fact that, as you guys know, when COVID hit and March, April, everybody's gym shut down and workplaces shut down, everybody all of a sudden was trying to build a home gym, right? Or find ways to continue to get access to these products that they were used to getting in a healthcare facility or in a fitness facility or wherever else. And at the same time, you know, frankly, I think some of those, some very common things start to flare up with people when you work from home. You don't have a standing desk. If you walk around barefoot from plantar fasciitis to low back pain, et cetera. And so I think or people are sort of doing, you know, 100 burpees a day and they've never done burpees before, right? Just trying to stay fit at home. And so those overuse repetitive motion injuries, I think, you know, our technologies can be really impactful there. So we've certainly seen a surge in demand of people looking for that at-home wellness and consistent wellness aspect. And then lastly, and you guys should stop me because I always ramble, but for our clinical partners, it's been really exciting to see, because I think that, wow, as you guys know, you know, it's been a very challenging time for the physical therapy industry. I think one of the silver linings that I've seen is the resiliency of so many folks like yourself and taking a moment to stop and suggest, what are the programs or what are the things I've wanted to do for a while, but have not had the ability to execute on just due to keeping my head above water and treating patients and running a business and the like. And so we have had a lot of folks like yourself who were finally ready to have the conversation about introducing recovery services, you know, introducing percussion massage, hearing about how our tools could be woven into their existing rehab protocols, you know, cash-based services and retail models and the like. So, on that front, it's been really refreshing and exciting to work with folks and help them find ways to, frankly, innovate their practice and innovate their business and try to be that supportive partner throughout.
The other aspect that helped a lot, and I think I mentioned it, is just, you know, as we pivoted to telehealth, you know, forcibly in March, that was something we wanted to do for years. So to your point, it kind of forced us to do that a lot sooner, is to utilize this technology to say, okay, if you were here, I would press exactly on this spot, put your hand there. Do you feel what I would feel? And kind of have people be their own therapist. And I think that was a scary concept for a lot of people, but, you know, getting the technology out to them just via, say, go to HyperICE website and, you know, I'd want specifically order this, get your loved one to do it. Like, it brings family into it as well. And just kind of teaching people to how to be their own therapist, because the business is always going to be there when they're ready to come back in. Like, it's definitely a good ancillary and adjunct to what we do. And just being that educator for them. And I think you touched on this, which is a great pivot on your guys' end, and it's probably been planned even pre-COVID, is just education via technology, whether it be the app that you mentioned or the Bluetooth syncing, to say, okay, what do I do with this device? I have it. Where should I press, right? I don't want to just do percussive therapy on my patella for a half hour and get sore and a bone bruise. That's not really what it's designed to do. So where should I be doing this? So we were doing that in live time with our clients, and it's good to see that you guys have the technology platform to offer that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great to see. And I think we focus a lot as an organization, just internally as a team, you know, on positivity and the power of positivity. And I think that plays into our products. And I think it's been exciting to share that enthusiasm externally, right? And 2020 has been one heck of a year, and everybody needs to win here and there. And whether that win is just feeling a little bit better today and a little bit less pain, whether the win's being able to know you have a tool to help, you know, your patient sort of guided, but self-treat at home a little bit or manage symptoms. There's been a lot of rewarding moments along the way where we've seen, you know, firsthand how impactful our tools can be, especially at a moment that's been incredibly trying for so many individuals.
I think going back a little bit when you talked about just the demand for products at home during this COVID time, how are you guys doing with orders? Are you able to keep up with everything? I know a lot of things are still back ordered out there in the fitness world. I went to buy some dumbbell weights a couple of months ago. They're not even in, and it's been 3-4 months later. So how are you guys doing with product?
That's because you ordered the pink 2.5.
Yeah, if you go to Craigslist.
They ran out of the Disney pink dumbbells for Todd.
Is that the 1.5 pound or is that the 2 pounder?
He's bumped up to 2 pounds now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then if you go on Craigslist to buy those weights, right, they're like, you know, $5 a pound or something.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we're keeping up for sure. I mean, we have certainly seen demand through the roof, and we're lucky, you know, I'm lucky to say that our company is growing. We've been growing, you know, very substantially for years, and are continuing to see very, very significant growth. And we've, through that growth, been able to achieve some really cool things this year. As you probably saw, you know, we signed a partnership with, the first one was the NBA to become the official recovery technology there. And as part of that, they brought the Hypervolt courtside, so every player had access during play, or when they were on the sidelines, obviously, courtside, to sort of, you know, have those benefits. But we have similar partnerships with MLB, the NFL, the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour actually changed the rules for gameplay, allowing you now to use the Hypervolt during gameplay with no, you know, injury or no sort of like not calling the medical attendant or physical therapy on tour. Really cool. The UFC performance centers as well. And the list goes on. All these organizations really, you know, prioritizing player health, player longevity. These have been really exciting partnerships for us, born out of years of collaborating and working together with these athletes, with these trainers, with these clinicians and support staff. And I think, you know, there's an element of them, frankly, that we were able to do because we've been a healthy company and because we've been able to continue to grow and stay relevant during a challenging time. And a lot of people are batting down the hatches, so to speak. Logistics have been challenging, but we are lucky to have a really well-developed supply chain to develop and design everything in-house here in the U.S. I've been working for a number of years to make sure that we were prepared for moments like this. Not that we knew a pandemic was coming, but knowing that we were expecting, you know, triple-digit growth every year, year over year. So we've been prepared.
That's great, because I was going to ask you where people can find you, but it's hyperice.com, correct?
Hyperice.com. We're also on Amazon. You can find us at some of your local retail partners, you know, Best Buy, Dick's Sporting Goods. You can also get us at a number of clinics like yours, or small specialty retailers, Jackrabbit and other running stores. So we've got a lot of great partners, but certainly hyperice.com is a great starting point.
No, we're really appreciative to Hyperice. You know, it kind of fits into, you know, two of our four pillars of optimal health, one being stress reduction in this crazy time of COVID and just the stress that people have every day. And just as Mike said, working on his traps or his shoulders, or, and then the recovery line, you know, having recovery be a huge part of our practice model here. You know, Hyperice just fits naturally, as it probably does with a lot of other facilities around the country and around the world. And you guys have done a really great job getting out and getting the Hyperice brand out there and sharing it with not only clinicians like us, but, you know, professional athletes, and now bringing it down to just everyday use for individuals, which has been great.
Yeah. I mean, I can't echo enough like how positive the feedback has been from patients from a clinical standpoint. You know, I love a product that makes sense. I think it's priced right and is competitive in the marketplace. And you guys have had great customer service from anything that's ever broken, I can say, you know, which is few and far between. But if something wasn't working well, we got a new one pretty much within the week, free of charge. So you guys have done excellent customer service on that end, both for us as a provider and then for our patients have said the same thing. So I just wanted to share that with you.
That's great feedback. We definitely appreciate it and take these relationships really seriously. A lot of hard work from a lot of folks, but everyone's really, really dedicated. And so I know they love hearing that feedback and appreciate it. It means a lot.
Eric, anything we didn't cover today that you want to leave the listening audience with?
I think I would just leave with an ask, which is simply, if you've heard this and you're not super familiar, you've never put your hands on one of our products, you don't think about recovery, you don't think about daily body maintenance, you don't think about modalities like this in your clinic, whatever your use case may be, maybe reach out and ask, dig in a little bit, you know, talk to Todd and Mike, talk to your peers. I think you'll be surprised by how widely we're used. And I think more importantly, you'll be really pleasantly surprised by how good you can feel and the outcomes you can get by having more consistent body maintenance to enhancing movement and sort of the impact it's going to have on your quality of life.
Thank you, Eric. This has been awesome to have you on. Really excited to, you know, talk about the product. And like you said, we talked about Normatec earlier in the year, and just to get to the other products of Hyperice, we're big believers. And I think our listening audience will definitely benefit from the products you guys have. So thanks for spending some time bright and early on a Tuesday morning here, getting you out of bed early. So we appreciate your time.
Yeah, awesome. Likewise, gentlemen. It's really been a pleasure, a lot of fun. And let's do it again sometime.
As for my co-host, Mike, I'm Todd, and this has been another episode of Optimal Health Uncovered. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Optimal Health Uncovered. If you have questions for us or want to hear about something specific in an upcoming episode, send an email to podcast@performance-pt.com. And be sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more tips on optimal health. Until next time, be well.